Hey, Bonnie here, and this is the Be Green Show. Today, the sun is shining, and it's a Sunday. And the topic that I'd like to cover today is green travel. And when you think about green travel, it means different things to different people, but the primary thing that I'm interested in is that part of your decision making when you're going someplace? So, do you look to see if they have an option to not have housekeeping come in? Maybe a cash return for that, or maybe points on your loyalty club? Or do you look for local food restaurants, either within your destination or somewhere close by? Do you maybe shop at farmers markets on the way? Have you looked at, the recycling requirements for whether you're staying at a hotel or whether you're staying at an Airbnb or a bed and breakfast? Do you ask those questions before you make a decision? And if so, what's the response that you get back? I think that's the key for a lot of destinations, is they may have policies that would be really attractive to people who use that as part of their decision making, but they haven't figured out how to tell that story, how to share the good news about what they're doing. And it could be that, you know, for a bed and breakfast, they serve only locally crafted jams and jellies. But that's sometimes a big deal, because people want to have a taste of where they're at. And I think that's really an interesting thing for you as a traveler. If you use Google reviews or Yelp or Travelocity, any of those services that allow you to write a review, do you talk about that stuff? Maybe some of the things that you found, or maybe even some of the things they said they were going to do, and then they either didn't do it, or it was hard to find, or if it was difficult to get to the right person at the destination to figure out how to do whatever it is that they said that you were going to be able to do. Sometimes I find that with camping destinations. So if you arrive for a cabin, or, you know, even just a campsite with an RV or a tent, is how do you find the right person that tells you the facts about, can you have a fire? Where are you recycling? Where's the trash? Things like that. And, even asking the question, what's the quality of your water? I know that's something that for wedding planners, if they're going to pick a destination, they want to make sure that they're going to have the highest quality dishes and flowers and, you know, seating, you know, comfortable chairs, but also, can people drink the water? Can they fill up their water bottle while at the reception? These are just little things to think about. And as you travel this summer, I know I'm going to be doing a lot of that. I'd love to hear what you find on the road. Sometimes we stumble across a real treasure, and we just can't tell enough people. So I would love to help you share that good news. And with that, this is day 3 of 30 days of podcasting. We're going into the launch of the full-on Be Green show on iTunes. So that'll be coming out on the 13th. And I really appreciate you listening and being along for the ride. So look forward to hearing what you're finding on the road. And I will see you on the road less traveled. I'll be back tomorrow.